You know that specific feeling, that Sunday night dread?
Oh, I know it.
You've got your whole curriculum mapped out, the pedagogy is solid, you know exactly what you need to teach.
Yep.
But then you look at the blank screen and you realize you have to actually build all the materials.
It's the media wall.
The media wall, exactly. You're staring at a blank Excel learning project and thinking, okay, I need a video here, a little podcast summary there, maybe an interactive quiz.
But you're just one person. You're not a whole production studio.
And what happens, you end up just writing a huge block of text, maybe you bold a few words, and you hope for the best.
It's the classic bottleneck for educators. We have these amazing open source tools to structure the learning, like Excel Learning,
Right.
but we just don't have the time or the resources to create the kind of high-quality media you need to
Yeah.
actually engage people in, well, today's world.
Well, that is exactly what we are smashing through in this deep dive. We're looking at a collision of two pretty different worlds.
Very different.
On one side, you have xlearning.net, the
Yeah.
old faithful, the beloved open source tool for structuring education.
Then on the other.
This new, this industrial engine called Auto Content API.
It's a fascinating matchup.
Yeah.
You've got the sort of manual craft of X learning
Yeah.
meeting the hyperscalability of automation.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple. Does this combination actually solve that burnout problem?
A big question.
Can a single teacher, or maybe a lone instructional designer, really get the output of a full media team just by plugging these two things together?
It's a huge promise.
Yeah.
But the source material suggests we're not just talking about, writing text faster.
No.
We're talking about something they call content transformation.
Oh, okay.
Taking a static resource,
Yeah.
like a boring PDF, and just exploding it into a whole multimedia experience.
Let's start with the foundation then. For anyone who hasn't used it, Excel Learning is a bit of a legend in the instructional design world.
It really is. If you know, you know. It's been around forever. It's free, it's open source. Started in New Zealand, I think, but now a really passionate community in Spain maintains it.
And what is it exactly?
Think of it as a container. It lets a teacher, someone who doesn't know how to code, build a website, or an EPB, or even a SCORM package you can load into Moodle. It handles the structure perfectly.
It's the skeleton of the course.
Exactly the skeleton.
Yeah.
And the sources mentioned they just pushed a big update, version 3.0.2.
What did that do?
It's more stable, handles the accessibility better, creates cleaner code. But, and this is the key friction point, it's still just the skeleton.
That empty house.
A completely empty house. You still have to provide all the furniture, the paint, the life inside.
And that's where that Sunday night dread comes roaring back. I mean, you can build the page structure in Excel Learning in like 5 minutes,
Oh, easily.
but filling it with stuff that's actually engaging, that takes forever.
And that's where you hit what the auto content docs call content saturation.
Content saturation.
Look, we're living in an attention economy. The source material uses a term I really liked: mental availability.
Okay, break that down for us. What does mental availability mean here?
It means your students are fragmented. They are everywhere. They're listening to a podcast on the bus.
Watching a YouTube short while they eat lunch.
Right. And maybe, just maybe, reading a text summary before bed. If your course is just a wall of text inside Excel Learning, you are basically invisible for 90% of their day.
So you're asking them to step out of their normal routine to come to your content instead of putting your content into their routine.
Precisely. To be effective, learning needs to be multimodal. But the argument against that has always been the cost.
Of course.
The sources highlight this. Outsourcing just one decent podcast episode can cost anywhere from, say, $100 to $15,000.
15,000. Wow. And a professional video. You're looking at 3 grand minimum.
Which is why most educational content is still just text. It's the only thing that's free to produce if you don't count the teacher's sanity. So enter Auto Content API. Now, usually when people hear API, non-techie folks just tune out.
I admit my eyes glaze over a little bit.
Okay, let's demystify it. An API is just like a service window at a restaurant.
Okay.
You're the customer, the X learning user. You don't go into the kitchen and start chopping vegetables. You just pass your order through the window. I want a video about Roman history. The kitchen does all the work, and then it hands you back the finished dish.
I like that. So, auto content is API first.
Oh,
It
yeah.
separates the idea from the production.
That's the key. The teacher gives the idea, the text module from their course, and the API is the production studio in the kitchen.
Which leads to this idea about like hyperscalability.
Right. So instead of thinking, I have time to make one video this month, you can think, I have the text for 10 modules. Let's just turn them all into videos and podcasts right now. It shifts the timeline from weeks to minutes.
Let's get into the weeds then, because the audio part really jumped out at me.
Yeah.
There's this huge trend with tools like Google's Notebook LM, where you feed it a document and it generates a fake host and expert discussion about it. People love that.
The audio overview.
Yeah.
It makes dense information feel bingeable.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem with Notebook LM.
What's that?
It's a consumer tool. It's all manual. You have to upload files one by one. It's great for a one-off thing, but you can't build a system around it. And AutoContent explicitly calls itself the Notebook LM API alternative.
Meaning it's built for automation. So walk me through it. I'm a teacher. I've got this dense text module on, I don't know, the economics of the Roman Empire.
So you take that block of text, you send it through that API service window we talked about.
Right.
The engine analyzes it and generates a two-person dialogue host and expert, just like this, discussing Roman economics. Then it sends you back an MP3 file.
Which I can then just drag and drop right back into my Excel learning page.
That's it. So now instead of just reading, your student can listen to that lesson while they're walking the dog or driving to campus. You've just catered to a totally different learning style with almost no extra work.
But is it, you know, robotic? Nothing kills engagement faster than that old metallic GPS voice saying, turn left at the Coliseum.
No, no. The tech is way beyond that now. The sources say the quality is natural, steady, and believable. But here's the killer feature for an educator. Voice cloning.
That sounds a little sci-fi.
It sounds it, but it's incredibly practical. Think about the professor paradox.
Okay.
Students want to hear from you. They want your expertise, your tone.
Yeah.
But you cannot physically record 40 hours of audio every semester. You'd lose your voice.
So I record a sample of my voice one time, and the API can then generate new lectures in my voice.
Yes. It scales your personal presence. You're engaging with students personally, but at scale. You just write the script or have the AI summarize your notes, and the API speaks it in your voice.
That's a huge time saver. But I think there's another layer to the audio piece that's even more important for the Excel Learning community, especially with its global user base.
You're thinking accessibility.
Exactly.
This is huge.
Yeah.
Excel Learning is used all over the world. AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
So my module on Roman economics, which I wrote in English,
can be instantly turned into a Spanish podcast, or Mandarin, or Hindi.
That basically removes the language barrier for open educational resources.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Imagine building a course for a multilingual classroom. You could have a module that automatically detects the student's language and serves up the audio in their native tongue.
That's not just convenience. That's real inclusion.
And for a project like XLearning, which is all about open access, that's a perfect philosophical fit.
Okay, so audio is one thing, but the internet is visual. The source material had a pretty staggering stat. By 2025, video is projected to be something like 82% of all internet traffic.
And yet, how many teachers do you know who are regularly making high-quality videos?
Zero. Because setting up the lights, the camera, the mic, then editing it all, it takes like 3 hours for a 5-minute clip.
The barrier to entry is just too high. So AutoContent has an endpoint specifically for explainer videos. It crawls your text lesson or even just a URL.
Right.
And it generates a 60 to 90 second video.
And what does that video look like? Is it just like cheesy stock footage?
No, it uses AI avatars.
Yeah.
You choose a presenter, professional, casual, maybe someone in a lab coat for a science class.
Okay.
It handles the lip syncing, creates a background, and this is crucial. It adds subtitles automatically.
So for a really complex concept like photosynthesis, where text can be kind of hard to visualize.
You get a visual reinforcement. You get a presenter explaining it with graphics and text on screen. It stops the student from just skimming a PDF and makes them actually watch. It grabs the eye.
They also mentioned vertical shorts. Now, I have to play devil's advocate here a little bit.
Go for it.
Do we really need to turn education into TikTok?
I know. It feels a little trivial. But go back to that idea of mental availability.
Yeah.
Where are your students? They're on their phones, scrolling vertically. The API creates these 9x16 vertical videos made for mobile.
So it's like the faceless channel strategy, but for a classroom.
Imagine sending a 60-second teaser of tomorrow's lesson straight to your students' phones. It's meeting them where they are. It's a hook to get them into the full Excel Learning module later.
And the cost difference you mentioned is just, it's wild. Video usually breaks the bank.
This is what they call cost arbitrage. The source material says manual video is what, $50 to $300 a minute minimum?
Yeah.
The Auto Content API on their business plan does it for around 400 credits. That works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
And that price difference completely changes your behavior. That's the important part. At 300 euros, you're terrified to make a mistake. You script everything, you rehearse, you stress out.
But at 4 euros?
You can experiment. You can make 3 different versions of a video to see which one explains a concept better. It actually lets you A/B test your teaching.
That's a really great point. It lowers the stakes of failure so much. If a video doesn't land, you're out the price of a coffee, not a car payment.
Exactly. For an educator on a tight budget using free software like XLearning, that is a total game changer.
Okay, but I have to pull us back to reality for a second. This is education. Accuracy is everything.
Non-negotiable.
Right. We've all seen AI just make stuff up. If I'm teaching history or science, I can't have my AI video inventing dates or, you know, chemical formulas.
This is the most critical point, and Auto Content addresses this with what they call the deep research endpoint.
And how is that different from just asking ChatGPT to write me a script?
Well, it doesn't just generate text from its internal training data, which can be outdated or just plain wrong.
Yeah.
It actually uses agents to browse the live web.
The live web.
Yeah, it looks at reputable sources. The source mentions things like the Financial Times or SEC.gov. But for education, it could be looking at academic journals or repositories.
And it cites its sources.
Yes. It provides citations and a confidence score.
Mm.
So you're not getting thin content, you're getting research material.
That opens up a really cool workflow. You could generate a current events case study every single week without having to do all the research yourself.
A weekly tech roundup, a market update, fully researched and cited, generated automatically to keep your course feeling fresh. It solves that problem where a course feels stale after just 1 month.
Okay, let's talk about the interactive side of things. XLearning is famous for its activities, the fill-in-the-blanks, multiple-choice quizzes. I love those.
They keep the learner active. But writing good quiz questions is so tedious.
Coming up with the wrong answers. The plausible distractors is harder than coming up with the right answer.
It absolutely is. So Auto Content handles this by outputting something called structured data.
Define that for me.
Okay, so unstructured data is just a big blob of text. Structured data is like a bento box.
Huh? Good.
Everything's in its own little compartment. The API takes your chapter text and gives you back a JSON file. It's just a data format where the question is separate from the correct answer, which is separate from all the wrong answers.
So it gives you all the ingredients pre-chopped.
Perfectly put. Input your text and outcome 20 quiz questions. And since XLearning can handle standard formats, you can just import that data. It automates the assessment creation.
And it can also do study guides, timelines, FAQs.
All of it. It's like having a teaching assistant who works at the speed of light. You feed it the source material, and it hands you back all the supporting documents you need to make the lesson actually stick.
Okay, I'm sold on the what, but I'm still a bit stuck on the how.
The technical side.
Yeah, you keep saying JSON endpoints. Most XLearning users are teachers, not developers. Is this going to require learning Python?
Yeah, that's a fair point. If this required coding, it wouldn't be useful to 99% of teachers.
Yeah.
But the documentation really emphasizes a headless workflow and integrating with no-code tools.
Tools like Make.com or Zapier.
Exactly those. You don't write code, you just connect visual blocks. It's like Lego. You have a trigger block and an action block.
Give me a concrete example. How would a teacher use this with no code?
Okay, picture a reaction loop. Let's say you teach political science.
Okay.
You set up a trigger in Make.com. When a major news story breaks on a specific topic, say election results, that's the trigger.
So the API sees the news breaking.
It uses social listening to spot the event on X or Reddit.
Hmm.
That kicks off the whole workflow.
And then?
The Auto Content API grabs the topic, does the deep research to get the facts, writes a summary script, turns that script into a podcast episode with those host and expert voices, and then drops the final MP3 file into your Dropbox.
So a teacher could wake up, check their Dropbox, and the content is just there waiting to be reviewed.
Waiting for review. Or, since something like 43% of the web runs on WordPress, you could use their WordPress plugin to directly inject that content right onto your course website.
That is just, it's wild. You're designing the system that creates the content instead of making every single piece of content yourself.
And that is the huge shift.
Yeah.
We're moving from content creation as a manual craft.
Right.
To content creation as programmable infrastructure.
And the money side of this brings us back to the whole idea of democratizing education. Excel Learning is free if the production tools are this cheap.
It breaks down the gates.
Yeah.
The credit model they use means that for the price of 1 hour of a freelancer's time, you have enough credits to run a daily podcast for a whole month.
So you're saying high-quality education doesn't need a massive budget anymore.
It just needs a good curriculum and a willingness to use the tools. Mm. It completely removes the excuse of, I just can't afford to make this interesting.
So if we pull back and look at the big picture, the synergy here seems really clear.
It is. Excel Learning gives you the platform, the collaborative open source home for the curriculum. And AutoContent API provides the fuel.
The high volume multimodal media that actually keeps students engaged.
It's the difference between building a car and just pushing it down a hill.
Versus building the car and dropping a Ferrari engine inside it.
A Ferrari engine that also paints the car and translates the owner's manual into Spanish for you while it drives.
Okay, I like that. But it really does raise a bigger question about the future of all educational materials.
It absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving so far away from the static textbook model. If the barrier to entry for creating good audio and good video is dropping to almost zero,
then what excuse is left for boring content?
Exactly. If accessibility features like translation or audio versions are automatic, and if visual engagement is just an API call away, then boring or inaccessible really becomes a choice.
And not a very good one.
No. It puts the responsibility back on the educator to really leverage these things. The tools are here. Excel Learning is the structure. Auto Content is the generator. It's all about what you choose to build with them.
Well, on that thought, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. I hope this has sparked some ideas for how you can start transforming your own educational content.
Go out there and break some bottlenecks.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.